Okay, we're continuing with Mesillas Yesharim with the commentary of the author of the Bavli Mishkan Evne. We're on page Ches in the book or in your handouts, page Ches. It's about the fourth page or so. And we're going to read now the beginning of the Hakdamas HaRav HaMechaber, the introduction now of the author of the Mesillas Yesharim, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. Remember, this entire book is just Luzzatto's introduction and the first chapter of the Mesillas Yesharim. So we're going to begin the introduction. So even if you have an English Mesillas Yesharim, you'd be looking in the English one, at least for the first paragraph, that is the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. And then we'll spend the rest of today and tomorrow, I'm sure, and much more, maybe with the commentary of the author of the Bavli. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, Amar HaMechaber, says the author, HaChibur HaZeh Lo Chibarti L'Lamed Livnei HaAdam Es Asher Lo Yada'u. This Chibur, this collection of material that I have authored, I did not author it to teach people things that they do not know, Ela LaHaskiram Es HaYadu L'Hem Kvar, but rather to remind them of things that they already know. Umefursam etzlam pirsum gadol, and is well publicized to them. Kilo simtza berov devarai el advarim sharov b'dayanim yodim osam v'lo mistafnim b'hem klal. Because you will not find in most of my words, only what will you find? Words that most people already know them and don't even question or doubt them at all. I will tell you things that most people agree to. So what's the problem? Elashikafi rov pirsumam, but according to the level of how widely publicized these words are, ukineged masha amitasam gluyim lakol, and as much as the truth of these words is revealed to all, in other words, just as well known and well accepted as true are these words, koch ha-helem mehem motzui ma'od, Bashicha Rabba. So too is the helem, the fact that they're not seen and that they're forgotten is also great as well. And the absence of them is a better word. The absence of them and the forgetfulness of them is also great. So what he's saying is that as important as these words are, and people know that they're important, and people know about this, and people agree to it, to the degree that it is so well known, so too, it is so well forgotten. It is so well lacking and missing. End of the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. And now we're going to see what the Bavli has to say. Now you can skip the next little paragraph because it's just reviewing what was said before. We'll start from the second paragraph in. Vatmiyahi, and the wonder is, Madua be'emes nishkachim yesodos elu kimat mikulam. So why is it so that we really forget these fundamentals? That almost all people forget these fundamentals? Hare kulam, now obviously he's going to be talking about a book of Musar here. It's a book of Musar. The concepts that are involved. And people, why do people forget all this? Right? You know, for example, that the first step of all spiritual growth is Torah. Right? One of the most famous lines in Mesillas Yesharim, which we'll read, is if it's all taken from the Gemara says that Torah brings you to the first step of spiritual development. If you don't learn Torah, if you're ignorant in Torah, you will never be a Jew with good midos. It's open and shut. It's clear as day. So why aren't people aware of that? I mean, you know it. And so why don't people learn more? That's the point. Well, I don't have time. It's just, you know, I forgot how important it was. Like, what's going on? Right. So that's always one. So how could such important things be forgotten? Hare kulam yodim shetzorach lecho aruchas boker ukumat ein misha shezech lavdo. Let's compare. Does anybody forget to eat breakfast? Right? Does anybody forget? Anybody forgetting to drink coffee? right? No one forgets to eat a whole day. No one forgets to eat a whole day. You may not have time, but you're gonna say, I'll have to skip breakfast. You didn't forget breakfast. Skipping it, everybody knows, I'd like to have a Danish and coffee. I'm gonna skip it. But no one forgets it. I forgot all about it. There was an idea called breakfast. I forgot about it. I haven't eaten breakfast in 25 years because I forgot about it. I forgot about lunch. I forgot about dinner. Nobody forgets eating. He's judging us favorably here. He's talking to religious people now. He's saying, we all know we got to put on tefillin in the morning. Nobody forgets to put on tefillin in the morning. I forgot to put on my tefillin today. So these are also well-known things. Everybody knows about breakfast. It's very popular. Very true. And people don't forget it. And they don't forget to put their tefillin on either. So what is he saying? He's saying that these things, since they're so well-known and so true, because of that, people forget about it. I don't see other things like that that people don't forget about. So what's going on here? So he gives one possible answer, but then he will refute it. Shema Toimar, Shadam Zohar Rakes Masha Shach L'Gashmias, V'Kashla Yosel Yisker Masha Shach L'Ruchnias. You may answer that it's easier to remember something that is physically grounded than spiritually grounded. Breakfast is a physical thing. Physical things we remember better. Spiritual things we don't remember so well. Maybe you'd want to say that. He says, that's not a good answer. Why? Because that's not true. Because again, religious people will not forget to put on tefillin every morning. They won't forget to put on tefillin in the morning, but they will talk Lashon Hara all day long. And it's just as important. Lashon Hara is just as well known to not speak it as it is to put on tefillin. So they can't say, because it's a spiritual thing, we're not remembering, because people remember to put on tefillin. Rabbi Nochas had tefillin, ain't on no gashmius. There's no physical pleasure in putting on tefillin. You don't get a thrill out of putting on tefillin. It doesn't taste as good as eating breakfast. So he misses ruchnis. It's a spiritual mitzvah. Kamokain, similarly, kamach lomatzono ben adam, sheshachek lahadlik ner chanukah bismana. You don't know any religious Jew who doesn't light Chanukah candles? Do you know any Jewish woman who doesn't light candles Friday night? Okay, maybe once on a blue moon. She remembers that. Harileinu, kizochim anu lasis gamasim akshir luruchnis. We see people remember spiritual things. So that can't be the answer. That answer's out.
But these spiritual things are physically grounded, Rabbi. That's a different
thing. So Lashon Hara, you speak with your physical mouth.
Wow.
Yes, you speak with your
brain.
You speak with your physical mouth. You should remember, keep your mouth closed.
But not an additional utensil you're using. This is part of you, the mouth.
Using your hand, using your hand, using that.
Candles are physical.
Okay, anyway, giving tzedakah. People don't give enough tzedakah, okay? That's using your hands. Most people are not giving 10% of money to tzedakah. Right? That's something you do with your hands. So, if they don't do that, And giving tzedakah is obviously something that has to do with your midos. How much you give has to do with your midos. People don't give, so that's physical.
They do it occasionally.
They don't give. People who need to read his book are not giving 10%. Maybe, a person gives 1%, he thinks he's a big tzaddik. He's not. He's not a tzaddik at all. He's 90% short of what he's supposed to do. That's not good enough. It's a lot of things. Just with same physical things that are based in Musar, people are not doing. People are not doing. Not considering other people, and you have to physically do something. So that answer doesn't wash. So Mahishtana Efokan Sharobane Adam Shokan. So what's the difference? That people forget about the Musar related ideas that can even be physical. So how's that? If you're going to say they're not so well known, then we'd understand. They didn't forget. It's like a child who never learned them. If they didn't know, I could understand. Avot dvar malalo harei came yiduim lakol. These things are well known. Vafilo hachi shechuchim heim kimat mikul. It's as if they're totally forgotten. So we have to understand the foundation of such an amazing occurrence of a happening like that. Why is it that the bread and butter of what it means to be a Jew, we just don't get it? We don't get the idea of what it means that you should stop and think and reflect on what you've been doing, and if your mitzvahs are proper mitzvahs, your mitzvahs are not proper mitzvahs. Reflecting on your avodas Hashem and working on your avodas Hashem, what's going on? People aren't involved in it. So nitein dugma pshuta. Let's give you a simple example to help clarify this. Adam kipa liyado check shalsach asaras alafim dollar matana lechasana. A person gets a $10,000 check as a wedding gift. Nice gift, yeah. Who mabit bechekim hiris, but they give it to him like on the wedding day, so he looks at the check very quickly. He doesn't have time to really look at it a lot. For some leg, he doesn't really pay attention. Shaschum haroshim bo hu aseres alafim. He doesn't really pay attention how many zeros are at the end. That is 10,000. He looked very quickly. He forgot a couple zeros. Nidmalo shekos v'shom eser dollar. He thinks it's a $10 check. It's a $10 check. Since he thought it's a $10 check, there's no rush. No rush to take it to the bank. What does it matter? $10 more, $10 less. He ain't in a rush. You know, I got a couple checks in my pocket here. They're all for a couple $100. That's not no pressing urge to cash those checks. You know, your salary check, you're in a much bigger hurry. It's a lot bigger one. And a $50 check here, a $20 check here. What do you care? It's not worth the trip to the bank. Right? So, same thing here. The guy, he thinks a $10 check. You know, maven, some lave, lagach, a check, who al sach, a seras alafim dollar, if he would pay attention and realize it's a $10,000 check. Ha'yimafache, lishon belaila, kitch a check, bebeso, he'd be afraid to sleep at night with such a check in his house. Ha'yarotz, lahafkido bebank, he'd go in and cash it in the bank. Lomalo makpid zos. So why is he so predictable? Why is the check still in his pocket? Gusover shemadubra lesser dollar bilvad. He thinks it's only a $10 check. So if you undervalue what something truly is worth, then does he know very well that he has a check? Yes, he knows he has a $10 check. Does he accept the truth of the fact that it's worth $10? Absolutely, it's worth $10. So then why is he forgetting to cash the check in the bank? Because it's not important. It's not valuable in his eyes. So kesher misyachsim lavodas ha'odom imatzmo k'moshal eser dollar. If a person thinks that his spiritual improvement is as worth as a $10 check, so kayim siku gavoh mo'od shadon yishkach mo'od. So it's a great lake, a person will forget to work on it. Person feels that his, you know, coming to shul on time, not speaking lashon hara, making sure that he does his mitzvahs better. If it's only worth $10 in his eyes, then it's not something you're rushing to do. But if he feels that not speaking lashon hara is worth $10,000, okay, and if he really felt that every time he said lashon hara, he got penalized $10,000 in the bank, right? You know, if the bank gives you a letter and saying, you know, or the government says, we've been looking at your records and we found you didn't pay enough taxes. Starting today, every day till you deal with this, you're going to be penalized $10,000 till you settle this account. Right? I think you're going to call them up the next day. No, I got time. No, that every day it's $10,000. No way. So if you get a letter from Shemayim, every day you haven't worked on yourself, you're going to be penalized $10,000. You know, you haven't, you, there's a lot of things not in order. There's a lot of arrears you haven't paid. You know, you haven't given me tzedakah for the last 30 years the way I wanted it, and now I'm starting to take interest on that. You know, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars you never gave, and now I'm taking $10,000 a day from you. Okay, you're gonna address it fast, right? If you think it's $10,000, but if he knows it's $10,000, his avodas Hashem is for $10,000, then the likelihood of him forgetting is not very much. You're not going to forget it. So that's the beginning of the answer. How much do we value this aspect of our lives? How much is it worth it to you? How much is it worth it to you to learn Torah? How much is it worth it for you to analyze your activities and to say, I'm the best Jew I can be. I'm as close as to Hashem as I can be. And it's a valuable thing to me. So we kind of say, you know, it's a nice thing if the most important thing, of course, is to be able to make money. That is clearly the most important thing in everybody's life. Maybe rivals the fact that you want to be happy also. Right? But, you know, that Avodas Hashem is up there in the top 2 and 3, it isn't there. It's a nice thing. You know, if I would happen to be naturally inclined to enjoy religious things like other hobbies of following the hockey and this, so then I would do it. You know, and it's a nice thing. I really admire people who are spiritual. You know, because they probably, it's easy for them. So if I had a bet for that, I would do it more. But it's important. Yeah, it's important. It's worth $10. This was worth $10. It's worth $10. Fine. So that's what we really feel it's worth. Notwithstanding everything, even though it says you're going to get Olam Haba and this, so most of us think Olam Haba is worth $10. Obviously, because we invest so much more in this world. Right? If anybody has any possibility going to lose something precious in this world, they lose hours of sleep. You know, if you lose a job, you mamish your ois mensch. You can't live anymore. If you lost some money in the bank, you have to fight with somebody who wants to argue possession of something. You'll fight him tooth and nail. You won't be able to sleep. Right? But if it's a question of Olam Haba, you know, nobody that I know has lost an ounce of sleep over Olam Haba yet. Rami says, oh, yeah, what's going to be with my Olam Haba? I'm not going to get much. I don't know what's going to be with that. Olam Haba is nice, you know, it's a cherry on top of the cake. If you have the cherry, it's nice. If I don't, it's also okay. Olam Haba, all these things are worth maybe $10. Okay, I don't make a lot of effort for $10. Yeah, it's important. Oh, yeah, it's important. It's important as $10 is. So that's why we forget about these things. Right, obviously, the task is to elevate its importance in our eyes. Obviously. Okay, Lorak Bidoreinu. Now you're going to think this is probably a modern phenomenon. Now that we have iPods and television and all these things and billboards and all these things, so there's so much other stimulus, it's because of that. And if we lived in simpler times, it would be easier to be an Eved Hashem. So he's going to tell you it's not so. And he says, Lorak Bidoreinu Inyan Avodas Halev Amidasu Inyan Zos Inyan Zaniach. Not only in our generation is the aspect of service of the heart and good character something that's been forsaken. We see that in the generations of the medieval scholars, of the Rishonim, we see this was a serious issue. Going back 1,000 years ago, when supposedly Jews were a lot better, it was a major problem. And those of you who remember, we learned this. The Sefer Chovas Alvavas Ba'akdama Toma Madua Eitzel Rov B'nei Doro Dor Rishonan Inyan Chovas Alvavas K'mosh Yukar L'Sifar Eina Tov Ismakom. In his work, Rabbeinu Bechaya's work of the Chovas Alvavas, the duties of the heart, in his introduction, he has a long introduction we did. And he asked, why is it that people in his generation, and we're not talking about ignorant people, we're talking about scholars, that they were not involved in working on this aspect called the duties of the heart, which are the things such as understanding your belief in the oneness of Hashem, focusing on your service of Hashem, bitachon, things like that. All right, that kind of stuff. He says, how come people, that's another stuff you can't see, but stuff you, it comes from the heart. He says, why aren't people engaged in it? He says, I don't understand, nobody's learning this stuff. They're learning Chumash, they're learning Gemara, they're not learning the duties of the heart. For Mam Shechlom, and he continues and he says, he's but not, they thought about it. Why a dover ainu kosu b'torah k'doshim? Maybe the Torah doesn't write about it. You know, just like Kabbalah, certain things aren't written in the Torah. Right? It doesn't say overtly in the Torah this Olam Haba, let's say. Not overtly. So I guess Chovas Avodas is something that wasn't written in the Torah. Maybe the prophets didn't talk about it. Maybe the Gemara didn't talk about it. Nobody talked about it. Maybe it's not a positive mitzvah at all. Maybe it's just a nice thing, but it's not a mitzvah. And he goes into great detail, and he says it's worthy to look into it. If you want, we have that class online. It's called A Jew in My Heart. You can go online, and you can hear it all. So he goes on, that no, these words are explicitly mentioned in the Torah, and it's explicitly discussed by the prophets, it's explicitly mentioned in the Talmud and the Medrash. He wonders, why is something that's explicitly written in the Torah and in the prophets, and in all the works, and in the Gemara, it's throughout our Jewish literature, it's written and it's pushed to the side. Next page. Good. And we're not going to get into it. He doesn't really answer the question in the Chovas Halavos. He just says, and therefore, I'm going to do it. I'm going to publicize it. I'm going to write a whole book about it. That was his contribution. But you see, he says, it's well known. It's clearly written in the Torah. You have to work on the duties of the heart. And nobody's doing it. So now, Im hayinu svurim shezu ba'ayah shel hadar acharon. So if we would have thought that this problem of people not learning Musar is a latter generation problem, they might have to say, what changed in the generations to the early ones that were involved? Okay. But if we realize this is not a newfangled problem, but it's a thing that's been an issue for over 1,000 years. Rabbeinu Bachai wrote his work around the year 1000. A little before, I think it was around that time. So we must say that the problem, the issue is an inner problem. It's an inherent human problem, not a temporary, externally driven problem. Not just a unique happening that just lately it's fallen out of use. So, clearly, the author is saying that this is a problem well before Luzzatto wrote what Luzzatto wrote. Don't think Luzzatto came up with in the 1700s. Luzzatto wrote his work in the 1700s. It was a problem in the 1700s, but surely hundreds of years before there wasn't a problem. It was the same problem before. So now, Yesod HaDvar notes, so the foundational problem is what we already touched upon. Let us imagine that, God forbid, shouldn't happen, a person has a sickness of forgetfulness. Right? He gets up the first morning after the sickness has taken hold. He doesn't remember which hand to put tefillin on. I don't know which hand to put tefillin on. Yamin or small, right or left. He says, okay, I don't know what hand to put tefillin on. And by the way, I don't know if I'm a righty or a lefty, so I really don't know which hand to put it on. So he does have this forgetfulness, but why is he not forgetting? Why is he not forgetting to ask the question about tefillin at all? In other words, people with amnesia, he's suggesting, will say that they're still going to ask, "How do I put on tefillin?" But they won't forget about putting on tefillin. He says, "Ki mitzvah tefillin, hu mitzvah chashuv enof," because the mitzvah tefillin is an important mitzvah in his eyes. He understands this is a sign between the Jewish people and their Father in Heaven. Someone doesn't put tefillin on. It's like a head without tefillin. That's a bad thing. So if he's concerned to not even miss it one time, he makes all kinds of efforts to put on tefillin. Meaning to say, Klomer, I don't necessarily agree with that example because there are, he'll give other examples though that you do see it is true. I don't know. I haven't met a lot of people with amnesia, religious people with amnesia, but he contends that they'll remember to put on tefillin. They might not remember how to put on tefillin. So why is that so? The value he places on putting tefillin is very high, and he'll remember to put on tefillin. If a person doesn't value something, so therefore in a natural way, he will forget it. Okay. So that's why, you know, people get so upset if you don't remember their name. Person meets you once, you meet a person once, 5 years later, they say, do you remember who I am? So what bothers them so much? Well, I guess if you didn't remember me, I'm probably not that important. Right? That's what people, that's a rabbi's downfall. Everybody thinks that, you know, the person meets him once for high holidays in 2003, the rabbi even remembers him. So what's the pshat? Yeah, the taka is, I don't remember you because you didn't make such an important impact in my life because you haven't come back since. If I would see you every Shabbos, I wouldn't forget you. That's what, people give me that line now. They say, oh, you remember I am? I said, if you came more often, I would. And that gives it right back to them. It's like, what do you want from me? You come more, you know, I came, you, it's like, what, I always wonder, why do people do that? Like, there's something, like, wrong in their mind. When people say, you know, do you remember who I am? Like, what game do you want to play with me? You want to make me go through another hoop? Like, what are you trying to prove? That I don't remember it, but you remember me? Of course you remember me, because I was the guy in front that you were listening to. You have to remember one. I have to remember 500. Right? And I said something that would make a difference that you would remember. Right? But you just walked in and walked out amongst 500 others. So I say to them, if you'd come more often, I'd remember. I apologetically say, I say, I'm really sorry, but you know, if you want me to be able to remember, if you came more often, I would remember. You know, it's like what games are you playing with me? You know, you don't come. If you'd come, I'd remember you. You know, anybody who comes every Shabbos, I don't forget their name. I don't forget who they are, right? Because they're important. You're right. They're important. The other guy who comes once in five years is not important to the extent for me to remember. More than that, he probably never even told me his name. You know, even they do. You know, you walk over to people and say, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? Mr. Schwartz. Good. Next one is Friedman. Next one is this. Next one is that. You got 100 names and you heard the whole. So how are you going to remember any of that? And the truth is, as beloved as they are as Jews, you know, unless you have a photographic memory, they're not that important. They haven't made an indelible mark. They come every week. Then you remember. Right? So it's the same thing. So Yistaklus Haravachahi should be Yenavshu Shal Adam Hu'in Study B'chayav. So what does it appear to be the way we look at this? The common way we look at this is that building one's soul is a side point. Yeshno Ben Tana, he's talking about people who are learning Torah. Let's say you have a rabbinical student who really wants to get a letter of smich, or that he could be a dayan. He's looking to get a degree, right? So he has to get tested, and after he gets tested, he now has the title of rabbi, title of judge, whatever. He's looking for that. So he'll set aside 2 years of his life to study the proper material, to get tested on it, and then he will get that certificate. But he has got no time to learn Musar during those 2 years. Now he's got the smicha, he's got the letter. Okay, he worked hard for years, he's got it. Now, in 2 years, when I get my letter, then I'll learn some Musar. That's what a guy says. So he rationalizes. Lama why? Ketuuda shikabel tshuva beinav shikabel chashuva beinav yoser meisik avur alasma. Because the certificate he gets is more valuable in his eyes than him working on his own spiritual development. Mamela consequently both on TV who yishkach bavurazu, naturally he's going to forget it. The gam kishiyisker, even if he'll remember yadchik, because the Rebbe said he's pushed it to the side. Right, so he's talking to religious Jews and secular Jews, same thing. Right? When are you going to spend time to work on ourselves? I'm busy working. I have to pay the bills. So since that is the number one thing in their lives, that's what they're going to spend a lot of time on. That's what they're remembering and thinking about. But working on myself, sure, it's important, but not as important as A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P after P, and if I have time, I will do it. That's, it must be, that's what people are feeling about it. So, Tzarech Lahavin, Shebenekuda, Hazu, Nol, Shoresh, Avoda, Pnimish. You gotta realize that in this point is based doing this, the work, the spiritual work. Meaning to say, the recognition that it's important. That itself is an avoda. You got to bring yourself to see that it is important. That's the very first step in learning Musar. Is it important? It's not important. Now, of course, one of the reasons it's not important, because in yeshiva, they never would give awards. Now, let's say you go to typical yeshiva. So say, if you learn the entire tractate and get tested on it, we'll give you $100. $200. And boys in Shiva will break their heads to spend a whole year to know that tractate, take the test, pass the test, and get $200, and they feel really good about it. Well, I don't know why in not one yeshiva that I know of, maybe there are, does say if you finish Mesillas Yesharim and get tested on it, we'll give you $100. I don't know what's going through the minds of these Rosh Yeshivas. I just don't get it. I don't get it. You know, okay, I understand. You got to spend more time on learning Gemara. There's no question about it. But, why don't you offer two prizes? I'll give one for learning the whole Shas and the whole Talmud. I'll give you a prize for that. And you go through this Musar Sefer and, with proper applications. Or, you know, we will give $100 prize to the boy that we feel does certain ethical things. Get a paper signed every day. You didn't speak Lashon Hara. If you can have a year where you have 200 days you didn't speak Lashon Hara, we'll give you a $100 prize. Okay. It's not there. Imagine a guy has Sheva Brachas, he's talking about the virtues of the Chassan. He's a big scholar, he's a big this, a big that. I never hear anybody say the virtues of the Chassan doesn't speak Lashon Hara. I never hear that. I never hear any virtues about his ability to integrate Musar into his life. So obviously that's one of the issues here. It's one of the issues. No? I mean,
you don't think they talk about the
Midos?
I think they do.
It's in general terms. They don't talk about he works on his Avodas Hashem, Tashem, and develop his relationship with Hashem. That's where it's really at. You know, he really understands what his purpose in his life is, and that. Yeshivas really don't talk that way. They don't talk that way. I mean, yeshiva, they don't give it much time in the yeshiva. In the yeshivas, it's like, okay, the end of Seder is 20 minutes to learn Musar. If you do, you don't. But, you know, they never, you know, let's say Rashi will speak in learning with you. Like, they'll set aside once every 3 months. You go in with five other guys, and you discuss a piece of Talmud with the Rosh Yeshiva so he knows where you're holding and you're learning. So why don't they have a discussion on Mesillas Yesharim? So what do you think is your purpose in life? And have a discussion on that. You know, so they say that'll be the Musar Shmuz. Okay, it's not the same. It's not the same. And Bacham sleep through the Musar Shmuz. Right? Why weren't you happy just to give the class? Give the Talmud class and assume that they know it. Why are you testing them on the Talmudic knowledge? You're not testing them on their Musar knowledge. Right? So you're going to say, well, you don't have to test him. We'll know. If he comes to davening on time, we'll know. It's not the same thing. It's not given the same ink. So, but we got to realize that's the core. The core is to realize that it's important. If we haven't gotten to this stage that you think it's important, you can't go any further. If the relationship we have with learning Musar is a side issue, all right, next page, Yudal. We're going to learn and learn. We're going to continue to forget. In other words, okay, so I will learn Musar. Okay, I'll learn it every day, 20 minutes. We'll learn it. It's not important. I know it's something I have to do, but I don't think it's important. So you're going to learn and learn and forget and forget. Because what's the reason to remember? What's the matter if you remember? Amen Zohar Misafer Mispar telephone. She's cash of a mikra, kidei levar esu davar. Do you remember a telephone number used once? Aval huzokar heitev es misper telephone bebesev. But everybody knows their own phone number. Why? Lord machmas ribu apamim she's cash of l'sham. Not only because you've dialed it many times. Ela machmas you wrote tzliskas because you want to remember it. And it's important. If I don't remember it, I can never call home during the day. He knows the number is valuable. It's necessary. He needs to know that number. So you don't forget things you need to know. If it was clear to the guy, he has to remember what he learns, who yisker some, he remembers it. Now, on the other hand, if a person is studying to take a test, right? We're just having this talk last night at home. He'll find all kinds of tricks to remember what he's learning. Remember, you know, mnemonics. This will remind me of this. Something that's worth to remember. He knows the degree that he learns and doesn't remember, he ain't going to pass the test. According to him, if he's learning for the test, if he forgets what he learns, and he was just learning, but not really important. I gotta remember this. It's important for me to know this. At least till the test. You can say, you have a test, you know, I see my daughter studying for exams. They go crazy. Runs hours and hours and hours and hours. They go over and over. One daughter says it over. I said, you're making so much noise. She says, it's the only way I can remember it. So I can remember it. From her bedroom, you can hear all the way downstairs. She's going to sing it over hours and hours and hours. Remember this, remember that fact, this, that. Because she has to do well on that test. It's very important for her to do well on that test. Imam Atarame Rosh Hilumo Kibikte Liskor. If the goal in the beginning is to learn in order to remember, I have to remember this. Right? Then the way you learn has to be in a certain way. If you're learning to learn, but I don't care if I forget it. You can go through a whole book. You can go over many times. But you don't feel you have to remember it. He's going to forget it. Like they say the bigger Talmid Chachamim who had the obligation to, responsibility to record the sichos of Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe would give a sicha, would give a speech for like 6 hours on Shabbos. You understand? Like huge hours and hours and hours. And it wasn't like, you know, one point with 7 stories and 3 jokes. It was like, you know, every 10 minutes was another 5 sources. Okay, can imagine. So it'll be like 4 or 5 guys who have their job is you're right after Shabbos, you're writing it down. Okay? And they would always be able to write it down perfectly. So like, why? Because I said, because they are really devoted disciples. And they understand if we'd miss one word of what the Rebbe said, we'd be lost forever. And they ask, how could you remember? He says, because it's so important to record every single word of the Rebbe. So it's like they felt their lives were hanging in the balance. So then they had to remember it to give it up. So that's the issue over here. Is this something, this type of learning, something that's so important that your life depends on it? So if you feel it does, you're going to remember it. Certain things you can remember. Because you know, if you don't remember your phone number, you got to keep looking it up. And okay, nowadays it doesn't apply. Just go to your iPod, bing, bing, you got it. You know, but there's still certain things that iPod's not going to help you with, right? So, you know, it's important to remember. You're not going to forget it.
Your password.
Can you imagine you forget your password? You go nuts. Forget it. You know how much work it is? If you forget your password, you could waste another hour, at least. And that's just to get through to talk to somebody. And then you're talking to somebody who doesn't speak English. Supposedly they do, but can't understand a word they're saying, right? And you know, if I forget this password, I've blown the whole day. So you gotta remember the password. You have to remember the password. So how much do you have to remember Musa? How much do you have to remember working on yourself? Ela Shemayata, we're after little stars there. Shuman L'Israel. So now we have to reflect the following. In bitchilas ha-sefer, mi-asadon rabbeinu ramchal, sh'abayin enu sh'anoshim enu yodim, ela shem yodim shokhim. So we have to know, if Lutzada was saying, the problem isn't that we don't know this, but it's we know it and we forget it. In kein eich magim l'matzav shlo shokhim. How do we get ourselves to the point of not forgetting? And it's beyond just thing, it's important. So efshel atziya can move in our base. We can give a lot of ideas, a lot of suggestions. Going litlos, salatim, give all kinds of advice to help you remember. Put a sticker. Remember to learn Musar. Remember to be an Eved Hashem. You know, just like you put a sticker on, you know, you have to remember to pick up the groceries. So you do external devices that will help you remember. I'm not sure what the word shalatim is. We close shalatim to hang. What's that? Signs. Okay, signs. Okay. Put a little sign. Musar is important. Don't forget. Kirmas Elokim Litola. Put a screensaver. You know, so you could do that. Fochita Shonas Amukaras. And there's another device that we all know about. And then Kala Shita Stol. But all these ideas. It's only external things for a sick person. Aval Yeshur Shita's Prince. But there's inner, deeper methods. No one puts a sign on his house. Don't forget to eat breakfast. Why do we have to put signs for that? Because there's an inner understanding that I have to do it. He's going to remember it anyway. I never had a problem remembering to eat. Never. I remember that I'm not eating. I got so many hours I haven't eaten that I can remember. It's mom just, oh, I haven't eaten. Amazing how you can remember that. And you know, And it's let's say, even if you had a couple meals already, you still, and you really can go without supper. I haven't eaten supper yet. Anoshim shema ashnim cigarios, people who smoke cigarettes. Eats our last couple. Okay, remember, two pack a day, it's time to smoke a cigarette. Never have to remember that. Hamatsiyas hafuk, it's the opposite. Yud base, it's one more paragraph. Im Kang comes out. Aleinu lahavin, we have to understand. Eich magim lamasam shaboivin TV niskar sin avoda. We have to figure a strategy how we can develop the person to get to a stage where he naturally will remember this. That's what we have to look for. If we reach such a level, that we've solved most of the problems. If the root of the problem is not that he doesn't know, but people don't remember, the main thing isn't learning. The main thing is to remember. That's our problem. We're looking for a way to remember. So skip the brackets. So mahi eifo be'emasa derech hanachon liskar. So what is the proper way to remember? And that's what he's going to talk about tomorrow. It will work out just perfectly. That part, we'll finish up that part on this section. So what the tzaddik has said so far is that we feel that our avodas Hashem is like a $10 check. It's not It's not a $10,000 check. We don't think it's important, and therefore we don't bother to remember. So now, how are we going to be able to remember it? Obviously, part of it is to put a value to it, but how are we going to put a value to it? That is going to begin to talk about tomorrow, Mitzvah.